As we are beginning to begin, I want to announce to the women, I didn't come and meet with you, and we're having a service afterwards, so I just made this decision. We have not had a women's fellowship meeting in a while, so we're going to meet this Friday at 7 o'clock. Those who can come, women and girls meeting this Friday here at the church at 7 o'clock. We invite you all to come. Amen. We thank God for our being here today. It's such a blessing, as always, to be in the house of the Lord. And so we are coming to share a word with you that the Lord gave to me, and take the word to heart and watch the word work in your life. Amen. And let us pray. And it's always good to pray the word. So I took this from a couple of translations, the Amplified and the King James and others. To the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the children say, bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to ask you to do that so you can focus on the Lord. It was interesting. Joran was saying the Pledge of Allegiance because he learned it at school. And so I said it along with him, but they learned it. When they finished, they had somebody to say, please take your seat. So he thought that was attached to it. So he said the Pledge of Allegiance, and then he said, please take your seat. So I'm just going to tell you something that we used to do all the time. To the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the anointed one and his anointing. I pray for this congregation this morning and anyone else who might be listening. I pray that the heart of each listener will be set and focused to hear from you today, Lord. I pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened and we'll become diligent doers of the word. I pray in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus, amen. You know, we used to think it was, you know, wrong for people to write out the prayers. But if you write it out, you know what you're going to say, and you know what you want to pray, and you don't have to think up anything. Amen. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, the Passion Translation. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, the Passion Translation. Bishop talked about it so long, I just finally bought it. Amen. Praise be to Jesus, and I hope they'll put it on the screen. Listen with your heart. Listen. You're three parts. You are a spirit, your heart. You have a soul, your mind, your intellect, your emotions, and you live in a body. So you listen with your spirit. This is just an organ like your elbow. If you get an elbow transplant or a heart transplant, you're going to be the same person in your spirit. Amen. Get that clear. Be imitators of God in everything you do. For then will you represent your Father, say my Father, as his beloved sons and daughters. Let me stop right now and ask, is there anyone in here who's not sure you are born again? Who's not sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior? Is there anyone? Because this message is to born again believers, amen. So, okay. And continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ, for he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, got a little ringing, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance. Our title today is Copycat. Everybody say copycat. Or copying God. A copy is an exact duplicate. To copy is to reproduce an exact duplicate. A copycat, then, is a person or thing, say I'm a person, who imitates, mimics, or follows the lead of another. As a child who says and does exactly the same as another child. I've been trying to remember which one of those grandchildren used to, I mean, mimic exactly what another was doing, but it didn't come to me which one it was. Recently, Joran our four-year-old grandson, he was following Jimmy, his pawpaw, around. And then he said what pawpaw said. And then he said, "Pawpaw, I'm copying you." And I thought, "You're a copycat." So a little later on, actually, I think it was Friday, I said, "Joran, do you remember what you said when you said, 'Pawpaw, I'm copying you'?" He said, "He called you Cora, and I call you Cora." And he wanted to know, "Is Cora your first middle name or your last name?" Of course, I had to explain that that's my first name and on through. We have seen in the news copycat shootings and other evils. That's not a good thing to copycat. But to copy God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ, that's everything. Say to your neighbor, copycat. Listen, since we are made in the image of God, we should be His copycats. Genesis chapter 1, 26 through 28, King James. We should be His copycats. That's our endeavor. That's our focus. That's our goal. To be like Jesus. To be like God said we should be. To follow Him. To be a copycat of the Word of God. Remember, Bishop has told us for 36 years now, God and His Word are one. Amen? And God said, 26, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God created He him. Male and female, male and female, male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Be a copycat and take dominion. Tell your neighbor. Now, you have to interact with me. You've learned that by now. You know, tell them, say, take dominion. Be a copycat. In Genesis chapter 1, we read several times in that chapter where God said, "And let there be," or "let the something happen." And it became whatever God said that it would be. God was creating. In the beginning, God created and He spoke. We, God's copycats, must be creating. We can't just sit around and be still and stagnant and doing nothing. We must have power and anointing, joy and peace flowing from our inward man, flowing from our heart, flowing from our spirit like a river.